You're listening to The Broker's Terminal, a Mass Effect podcast.
On this episode of The Broker's Terminal, we discuss our hiatus and what's to come for the podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you know that I model hello after you? Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like in the years, literal 3 years that we've been like best friends, there's been times we hopped in to like voice chat and you've been like hello.
Hello. Yeah, my little inner customer service Lexi voice longs to come out since I finished my job working for the government and answering the phone.
For sure, you can always call me and get your Ontario on.
Oh, it's, you know, it's funny, ever since I moved here to the East Coast, my friends that are also from Ontario that live here are like, sometimes they hear me and they go, oh my God, your Ontario accent just jumped out, especially when I'm driving, you know, here. I find that funny because I don't notice it. I really don't. And then I get around, you know, other Ontarians or like whoever, and it just starts, it just happens.
It comes out.
The letter Kenny jumps out.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Lexi and listeners, welcome back to The Broker's Terminal. We have been away, and we're going to talk about that as we move through the episode. Some housekeeping to start. We hope everybody had a great end of 2022, and you had a lovely holiday season, and we hope that you had a great new year, and that the beginning of January has been kind to you. This catch-up episode, not the condiment, will be the end of season two, which I'm truly, based on how 2022 went for us, both very for good reasons. I'm surprised we got through 8 episodes, to be honest with you.
Yeah, to be fair.
So good for us. And then our plan is to do our very best to have an episode monthly. Though with 11 months left, my guess is that we'll probably skip a month to make it 10, or Lexi and I will both have a meltdown that it's not an even number.
It has to be an even number. I don't care what even number it is. It's got to be even. It can't be odd.
Yeah. So just, well, we're going to try and do 10 episode seasons, make it realistic for us. The first season, we did a really awesome job of having, like, we did 10 episodes in 6 months. But we have different things happening in our lives now, so yeah, the goals have changed.
Big things, really big things.
So speaking of that, Lexi, what's been going on during your hiatus?
So obviously, I believe, when did we do our last episode?
I think it was August with Dr. Mick.
Right. Okay, yeah. So obviously since then, I think we recorded that. That was the first episode we recorded in my new apartment, I think. Or was that just before?
I think you may have still been in your other place. I don't remember, quite
okay,
frankly.
Okay. Well, anyway, I since moved halfway across Canada to attend my PhD program, which was a huge move. And I have my own apartment, my own space with really fast internet, which is really nice. That's a privilege I've never had before. Moved here by myself. Well, my best friend helped me, but living here on my own and starting a new program with new professors, new classmates. I finished my first semester with all A's of all kinds of varieties. We'll say one of each, actually, A minus A and an A plus across the board. And, you know, kind of getting started into the program. I actually just flew in last night, coming back from visiting family. Don't fly budget airlines. Just pay the extra money. Go with a regular airline. That's my advice to you. So just kind of starting. I start my next semester on Monday, with a nice 8:30 a.m. class with my supervisor. I love it. But yeah, that's the biggest things in my life are that. And I'm getting my first tattoo a week yesterday. So it's gonna be fun.
Very good. That's awesome. I was supposed to get my first tattoo last week, but the place was closed. And I asked them if they'd be open at the end of December, and they were like, yeah. And then when we went to go schedule it, it was closed. So that's on hold. So Lexi, I'm happy to hear you had a successful
first semester. We'll be calling you Dr. Lexi before we know it.
Actually, it'll be 4 to 6 years.
I didn't know how long your program was, but yeah, that makes sense. I think for most of our listeners, y'all know what I've been got going on. Well, kind of. You probably know most of what I have going on, which is a baby. He is almost 10 months. He'll be 10 months old in 10 days, 11 days, but we're halfway through today. And he's crawling and babbling and eating solids. Who knew? Yesterday he ate an entire piece of cold cut turkey. Like, I ripped it up for him and he was like, "Turkey, thank you." And just ate
it. A boy after my own heart.
It was insane. Wow. Chicken is preferred, but you know, turkey is close second. But he's doing great. Little Finn. Today, actually, in honor of this recording, I dressed him in his N7 onesie. And his red Canadian pants. Yes, but when I looked on the camera at his daycare, he had apparently soiled them in some capacity, so there were different pants on. But he still had the N7 onesie happening. The other part of what I have been going through, also since August, is I am actually transitioning into a new job. Today is actually my last day, a day of recording. Is my last day at work, and I had some sick leave that they do not pay out to me, so I used it. And in technically an hour and 20 minutes, I will be officially done at that place of employment. And so yesterday was my last day in the office, and I am feeling good about it. It was time for me. I'll be moving into similarly, but not the same as Lexi, I'll be moving into a university setting for my employment. And that's literally, Lexi just did the symbol there. So that is what's happening with us. We really appreciate your patience. We had and continue to have every intention of recording this podcast and doing it together. You know, with all these things going on, I don't want to use like the word suffer. That's not really the right word, but our friendship has, you know, we haven't had as much time for our friendship either. So this is like a really nice thing that Lexi and I can do together that allows us to not only, as we always say, talk about stuff that we'd be talking about anyway, but it gives us time together that we don't get as much of anymore, especially with what's been going on in our lives. So,
yeah, it's kind of controlled chaos, but it's hard to slip even an hour sometimes. And also, like, I'm now an hour ahead.
Right.
So that also doesn't help because I'm an old woman and I get tired at 11 o'clock and go, yeah, I'm out. Bye.
Same. And your 11 o'clock is my 10 o'clock, and that's when I'm getting in bed. So we're pretty much living parallel lives minus the child and extra education. So,
yes. That is my baby for now.
That's a great baby. I'll keep Finn, though. cool. So just a rundown of what's to come on the podcast. We have a ton of topics in mind that we've pretty much been compiling since we started this podcast in 2021, by the way. Our 2-year anniversary is, I think, in July. I know it. And so we do have plenty of things to talk about. We are also actively seeking guests, both individuals who worked on any of the games, any of the 4 games, and any people in the community that are, is the word reputable? Yeah, I think so. And well-known. There's been some content creators that I've been in touch with that are a little bit hit and miss, but hopefully we can get somebody, some of these folks to come on and talk with us about their influence, Mass Effect's influence on them. So, so we're working on that. We have some fun topics. If you guys listening have topics, you can join our Discord and ask for us to put something on the list and talk about it and do some research and make sure that we are covering information and having discussions on what it is you want to hear about, because it isn't really very fun for you if we're talking about stuff that you don't care about. So just let us know. Go ahead, Lexi. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, we're totally open. There's so much to talk about that, you know, even though we tend to share our brain cell a lot. So sometimes we might miss things. Feel free to suggest, please.
Please. And we encourage you to join the Discord, but we're on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter, add us on Twitter, and give us recommendations. We'd love that too. The other thing I was going to say is I know that we have a Patreon. And one of the things that Lexi and I should probably work on together is figuring out ways that we can make that beneficial for you guys. We've had ideas in the past, and then pregnancy and
PhD
school happened. So we do want to utilize Patreon, that space, for specific reasons. So for those of you guys who are still supporting the Patreon, hang in there. I assure you that that is something that I want to make sure that we are utilizing specifically for y'all. Lexi, anything regarding upcoming content?
Yeah, you know, we'll be starting a third season. You know, we've covered a lot, but there's still more to come. And, you know, with the hopeful premise of another Mass Effect game, we will hold out. I don't care if it takes us forever to get there and with some more hiatuses in between until we get more Mass Effect content. If God forbid we run out of things to talk about, which I don't anticipate, but, you know.
Sure.
Eventually, I'm sure BioWare will slowly give us some more crumbs as we go along, and, you know, hopefully we get some more guests in between. But, you know, I think we're going to at least hold out till Mass Effect next, because that's going to be, you know, what we're all sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting for.
Absolutely. Well said. With that, what a segue, Lexi. It's like you knew what the next thing was going to be about.
All in here.
All just that PhD brain. So sexy. So we did have some new content given to us by BioWare this past N7 day. We know literally while we're recording right now, it's January 6th, so we know we're about 2 months late. But remember, baby, PhD program, it's worth the wait to hear us talk about N7 day stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I planned poorly, I'm going to let Lexi start because she probably already has stuff open. And I will either add stuff or I will just ad lib based on Lexi's stuff. So Lexi, take us away.
So from what we remember on N7 Day 2022 was that BioWare gave us another crumb. They released another image that depicts what looks like a monitoring, I can't say that word for some reason, station in known space, which collected this strange footage. And so, you know, we start to see sort of that similar architecture that we've seen in the trailer with the new sort of, what do they call it, the mudskip?
Yes.
Little ship. And so you know, some people believe it may be a Mass Effect relay that is under construction. From this one website here, the image appears to be a mass relay under construction. The most notable tell is the partially constructed ring inside the round chamber. But, you know, and there's this little label in the corner, which they believe it to MR to be mass relay. And the 7 implies it's one of several under construction. So as we know, you know, with the relays being destroyed or rendered useless, known galaxy has lost its, you know, quick space travel, right? That's the Mass Effect relay enables you to go from galaxy to galaxy, solar system to solar system, etc., very quickly. So obviously in a post-war Mass Effect universe, they need to restore those in order to return their ability to travel. So looking a little closer at the subtext there with the text in the corner, if you zoom in on it, it says vacuum dock relay construction record / monitoring station operated by Green Dagger Limited, property of Deep Space Dow SAV, ship captain sub Navark So Ral Zillion Jones, for interior use only. And then there's a bunch of small code with SA314 and then a bunch of slashes 110790 and then a bunch of other numbers file bat. So, you know, there's a lot of, like all BioWare fans do, they analyze the shit out of this. Now my first instinct was 314 stuck out to me because to me that made me think of the 314 relay incident, which, as you know, was actually the start of the human-Turian conflict when they first met. If I remember correctly, that was where humans kind of didn't know the space rules set out by the Citadel species at the time, and basically got what was more or less a parking infraction, but the Turians attacked them and they saw it as full-out war.
Yeah.
So that was the 314 conflict there. And then, of course, 1107, November 7th. Now, 90 is interesting because, if you recall correctly, Mass Effect 3 takes place in 2186. So this could be inferring that 4 years after the start of the Reaper War is when this image was taken, when this photograph was taken. And then, of course, you know, there's different companies here, and the ship captain's name is also a really interesting tidbit. Sub-Navark, you know, is essentially a rear admiral in a fleet, you know, if we extrapolate, as the site says, if we extrapolate from the Greek word. And so Raoul Zillian Jones seems to be a new character, but the name really seems Quarian in nature. But Jones is also a pretty human name. So could be a married alien, could be a married human. We don't know that quite just yet. And apparently this new art, though, was actually an updated version of some early concept art that was in the 2020 BioWare Stories and Secrets from 25 Years of Game Development book. So could be, you know, they're reusing some concepts that weren't originally used, or how they wanted to make the relays look in the original game but changed their mind through the development. There's lots of different theories. There's also another theory where this image could be portraying a Cerberus-based mass relay, you know, assuming somehow that Cerberus didn't get entirely wiped out, or, you know, maybe there are some good people like Miranda who is now running Cerberus for what it's worth, because of the color, like the color scheme of white and orange. But I mean, they don't necessarily own white and orange livery on their ships and everything. It just happens to to represent them. It's not, you know, it's not like airplanes where they have registered colors and shit.
Sure.
So you know, that could be one thing. But that's kind of the big the next little crumb that we get to spend months analyzing. And then, of course, as per usual, there was a blog post by BioWare to celebrate N7 Day, and they mentioned that the pre-production development has been proceeding very well, and the team, which is comprised of Mass Effect franchise veterans, as well as some amazing new additions to BioWare, has grown. So they actually have hired people now. If you remember a while ago, they had a couple openings for various game development roles. So obviously those have been filled to some degree. And, you know, they put a spotlight on four of the team leads, including, you know, BioWare veteran Mike Gamble, and some new folks, Danielle Enns, Mary DeMurl, and Parrish Lay. Mary DeMurl is an interesting hire. She, if I remember correctly, is someone who is known for winning the best narrative at the Game Awards for Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. So her writing could come in clutch here, depending on what they choose to do.
Sure.
And then they also announced how, for those of us who indulge in The Sims 4, they released some more N7 and Mass Effect related items for your Sims, including N7 beanie, hat, t-shirt, and Andromeda Initiative t-shirt, N7 tattoo on the arm, not the chest, but the arm. You know, even though modders have been putting those in the games for years, but now there's official.
It's always nice to get official swag.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, other than they continuously keep adding stuff to the BioWare store, which is nice, but none of it ever replies to me because none of it's related to Ashley or Miranda. So
yeah,
you know,
I definitely benefited on looking at her now, my beautiful Liara statue. But yeah, they've had some funky stuff. They did have the Liara pillowcase that I did not buy, but they have had some funky stuff recently. So Lexi did a great job summing up much of the content that was
given to us on N7 Day. I know this is going to shock all of you, but I'm going to quickly, not quickly, but I'm going to cover the tweet that was tweeted by Mass Effect with initially there was some pretty much like garbled Geth sounds. I'm going to see if I can play it and if we can hear it together on the podcast, and then I'll play the transmitted one. Not the transmitted one, the cleaned up one. The clean transmission. That's why I said transmitted. All right, here's the first one that they released to us. Boy, don't do this to me, Twitter. So first I'd like to start off by saying I don't know how anybody knew how to get anything out of that. It blows my mind that there are people in the community that know how to do that. I'm sure it's like downloading it, picking the file, the sounds apart and whatever, but like I don't even know where to find technology that allows me to do that. Quite frankly, the fact that I can even put podcasts together is beyond me. So that was the first tweet that was given out, and it was just sounds. So after what I bet felt like hours, and then actually was probably not that long because people are amazing. They were able find
12:31 on November 7th. And okay. Then the cleaned up version was posted 6 hours later.
Okay. I still think people probably got it really fast, but 6 hours later they gave us the, clean transmission of that video, and I'm going to play it for you guys.
I can see it. How did we miss this? Exactly. The council will be furious, although they should know by now not to underestimate human defiance. It up to us, they must live in it.
So that was amazing. I heard Liara's voice and I was like, ah! And so, which we knew she was coming back anyway. We're in a server where they've dubbed the new game Mass Effect Liara in the Snow, because we're sick of seeing people define it as Mass Effect 4 when it is in fact Mass Effect 5. So just for those who were listening or maybe couldn't understand it, hopefully the audio came through okay. I think it did. Liara said, wow, my voice just cracked like a 14-year-old boy. Liara said, exactly, the council will be furious, although they should know by now not to underestimate human defiance. And then the audio continues, I see it, how did we miss this? And that's the part that's a little even garbled still, so kudos to folks for fleshing that out. I think because of the video that's with the audio, a lot of people are thinking that it's related to this giant mass relay that we keep seeing pictures of. It may not be. Seems like sometimes one of the only people to be like, I don't care what visual they're giving us, it's to throw us off. So it could be, it could not be. I'm still on my horse of that Liara is going to, as the Shadow Broker, find this giant relay and realize that it's to send people to Andromeda. I happen to think that she's speaking about the Andromeda Initiative. I don't remember if in Andromeda it was like something that was known that was happening other than like the Andromeda Initiative. I don't remember if they said that it was
it was like a secret.
Yeah.
They kind of kept it under wraps. There was a lot of people involved, obviously, to send ARCs, but like it
wasn't like
made public. That the council was like trying to keep people from knowing about the Reapers.
Correct.
Like the whole point of the Andromeda Initiative was in case everything goes tits up in the Milky Way, that they can send people off to the next galaxy and go, here's a new start at least,
and
in case we get wiped out.
The other argument I've seen against my theory, which it's not like my theory, there's many people who are on the same page. Other people have said, well, it wasn't the Andromeda Initiative wasn't only a human thing. Well, it started as a human thing. I believe that like Gian Garson and Alec Ryder were like the founders of the Andromeda Initiative with the help of whoever the benefactor is. And then they said to themselves, like, we better get as many, you know, species as possible to join us. So I still think this happens to be related to the Andromeda. I think that the elusive man was some sort of what may have been the benefactor.
I mean, it would track.
Yeah. And so that might be why the relay is Cerberus colored. Now, I don't think, though, if I remember correctly, and Lexi, you can help me out, I don't believe that the arcs were sent through a relay.
No, because the journey was like 600 years into the future, because that's how long it would take to get there, and people were put in Cairo sleep.
Correct. So I think the narrative is going to help us realize that the plan was for a relay, but then because of perhaps how quickly the Reaper situation unfolded, they just had to leave.
Yeah.
And that's why it was a long trip instead of a relay trip. So I still happen to think that Liara is going to find this. She's going to utilize it to bridge the Milky Way to Andromeda. I'm still on Team No Shepherd coming back.
As am I.
However, Lexi and I recently, I want to make sure I say this person's name correctly. I think I put it in plans, right? Or did I send it to you? Oh, no, I sent it to you. Oh, yeah. Boy, I got to. Okay. There is someone on Twitter. Their handle is Little Scribs at Little Scribs, S-C-R-I-B-B-S, who has a very similar thought process to myself and what Lexi thinks. And the only thing they've added is that they may find Shepherd's body and use cryo to carry it over to Andromeda. I'm kind of okay with it, if only because the only instance that I was ever okay with Shepherd was if they were like a background like character that was like serving as like a mentor. I don't want to play a Shepherd. I don't want my Shepherd to come back. So I'm with you still. I would prefer that this isn't the case, but I'm okay overall with.
I've said it in episodes past, but just as a reminder, for me, the only way I want Shepherd to be back is like an Easter egg. Like you find one of those shitty VI versions of them, or, you know, an old recording, a flashback. Like I don't want like the physical Commander Shepherd in my Mass Effect next. Shepherd's story is done with the trilogy. Y'all need to get over it.
I'm totally down with that, and I still want that. I think my point is if it's going to be like that. Oh my god, I thought something was playing on my computer. There's like a giant truck or something outside that started like vibrating my entire body. And I was like, what is happening? Sorry about that. I don't want Shepherd to come back, but if they're going to, this is like one of the one instance which I'd be like, okay, fine. As long as I don't play a Shepherd, I'm gonna be pissed.
It's gonna be beating the dead horse, or in this case,
I agree with you.
The dead Shepherd to be brought back to life.
I still fully agree with you. It just,
you know, I hope that like if they do have Shepherd's body for whatever reason, that it's to put them in a casket and have a proper memorial.
Send them off into Terminus space.
Do the Star Trek. That's the Star Trek send off where they shoot your casket into space and see a space cowboy.
Believe me, nobody wants Shepherd back less than I do. Maybe you, but
yeah.
But I happen to have seen this person write a thread, and it was mostly sound. I want to give them credit for a great theory. Yeah. And it's nice to know that I'm not the only one who thinks Liara is bridging the two galaxies together. So,
absolutely. And yeah. I think that's, you know, that's how ultimately they're going to connect the game series, because, you know, as much as a lot of people love to bitch and complain about what Andromeda was for whatever stupid reason, it is still a part of the series. It is still its own installment, and it does have connections to the trilogy. So to just retcon the entire game discredits any writing that they put into it, any possibility, and then leaves them really pigeonholed. At least with Andromeda and connecting to Andromeda, there's the opportunity to continue this game series. So, you know, and I do hope, and I think, you know, just looking at the fact that this said Mass Relay 7, or assuming to be Mass Relay 7, part of me wonders if there is like a series that would require them to, like, you know, go zing, 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 zing across open space to get to the galaxy. And maybe that's, you know, why there's so far at least 7 of them, right?
Yeah.
Because that's such a vast distance. So maybe. But my hope going forward is that we get another little crumb on April 11th, 2023, which, it, you know, is Shepard's birthday. Because that seems to be our two big Mass Effect days of the year, with Shepard's birthday less so. But I'm hoping that, you know, given that'll be, like, you know, 5 months apart, that maybe they have another little crumb.
You know, the remaster, am I right? The remaster trailer, the remaster was announced in, I believe, on N7 Day. And then there was a trailer that came out for it during the Game Awards. No, I'm wrong.
No.
The original game, the original Mass Effect Next trailer was during the Game Awards. So I do every year during E3 and Game Awards.
And that's in summer, right?
That's in summer. I always do keep my radar up to see if that's when they're going to drop a little nugget as well, because they have in the past. So definitely Shepard's birthday and N7 Day, N7 Day being the big one. But I do think that E3 and Game Awards could be areas to look out for info.
Now, the only thing, you know, that we have to wait with bated breath is Dragon Age Dreadwolf is the next big BioWare installation, and they need that one to be successful in order to keep that series going.
Yeah.
So they're probably, you know, and I realize they're different teams, but it is still the bigger company. So I think they, you know, might shift their focus, because we haven't really had much in terms of Dragon Age. I am gonna say it right now, Dragon Age fans, spoiler alert, but they did release the Absolution show on Netflix, Dragon Age Absolution, which was a short 6-episode, 30-minute episode show. Really love it. Kimberly Brooks, who voices Ashley, is in it. She voices the main character, which is great, because, like, the tone between her Dragon Age character and Ashley is not much different. So, like, and she gets to swear in that show, swear like a lot in that show. So it was, like, really entertaining. And you know, and a bunch of other great voice, Matt Mercer, Ashley Birch, a few other people whose names are eluding me at the moment, but I would definitely recommend it. But the spoiler alert to that is, my favorite villain makes a 45-second cameo, and she is technically not dead.
Oh,
so,
you must have loved
Meredith
that.
Meredith Stannard lovers, that kind of gives us implications. So whether or not that show actually gets a second season to continue that plot line, or if, and this is my personal thought, that show is going to be like a springboard into the next game. Because, you know, like every Dragon Age game, there is like a main plot, but there's still also, you know, not just side quests, but minor plots as well. We had that obviously with Mass Effect 3, where, yes, we're fighting the Reapers, but we have our, you know, side plot with Cerberus and our side plot with, you know, the Genophage and the Corian War, etc. So I think it's going to be a side plot, other than wanting to track down Solas and stop him as the main storyline. But, you know, Meredith Stannard making a comeback in my 2022. Oof, love it.
It's 2023 now.
I know, but the show came out early December. but anyway, so I think they are going to focus on the Dragon Age bit for the next little while until, you know, Dreadwolf comes out. And again, I understand they're two different teams, but they don't want to play all their cards at E3 or, you know, the Game Awards. So
yeah,
we'll see.
We will.
But I think, you know, they know that everybody expects something on N7 Day more than anything else, whereas, like, game show awards are more of a hold your breath and hope kind of instance. So I think we'll see what happens.
Sure. Yeah, I'm totally with you. And I look forward to seeing what 2023 provides to us. So Well, it's good to be back.
I know.
We have so much stuff to look forward to as we continue monthly. Just as a reminder, like we said, you can find us on Twitter. You can join our Discord and make any recommendations for topics you'd like to hear Lexi and I talk about. Oh my gosh, I forgot. Oh, 2 Minute Defense will be making its comeback probably on the next episode. I do believe technically we have two characters left, mm-hmm. excuse me, on the original wheel. And then we do have the next wheel ready to go. So we have a plenty of people to talk about in the coming months. Once again, thank you guys for your patience. We are back. And yeah, I should go, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's great to finally kind of sit back down and get to chat about our favorite thing, and hopefully looking forward to it in this coming year now that things are a little more established in our lives. And, you know, here's to 2023.
Let's do it. If you liked this podcast, please rate, like, and comment on your platform of choice. To show further support, you can follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and subscribe to our channels on YouTube. Everything discussed today will be archived on the Broker's Terminal. After all the galaxy secrets are at the Shadow Broker's fingertips.